Hi, this is Erin.
This is Jessica.
And this is Double Knit Podcast, episode 11.
That's right.
I'm a little out of it because I just got out of bed like 15 minutes ago. So, yeah.
We'll try to wake up for you.
Yeah. Last night was Lakes, was election night.
Yes.
So, and my cat was rampaging around the house, so.
And so we have not come up with a plan yet, but there will definitely be some sort of a maternity leave coming up soon for the podcast. Because you are due in...
Early December 10th. Yeah, so
really soon.
Yeah.
So we might squeeze in
we might
one
do
or
a
two more.
Yeah, we might do a few and then just edit them and we can parcel them out or something.
Something like that, but which means we're going to have to knit more to be able to have like more time.
Well, I'm almost done with my Christmas knitting, so why don't I talk about that?
Yeah, talk about your Christmas knitting.
Well, I was working the Weekender lace wrap for my mom for Christmas, and I finished that, and I love it. It was out of Smooshy. My color was Into the Mystic. Yeah, turned out really well.
And it's huge.
It is. She wanted something she could take to work and like wrap around her for warmth, so.
Yeah.
It'll be perfect for that. I got... My head all full of mitten knitting. So I went out and bought the Selva Voter book by Terry Shea, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't looked at that at all, you should do so, because it's really cool.
Yeah.
And I knit one mitten, and I'm like almost done with the increases for the thumb gusset on the second one.
You were charging through that on Monday night.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. First of all, the... Like, two-color knitting, I'm all about that. I love it. I really do. Yeah. It's fun because, you know, you just work your way through the chart and the pattern starts appearing. You just, like, want to get through the next little piece.
I know. It's that someone at the retreat I just went to was making a Star Wars-style ski hat, sort of like the one I made a couple years ago, but hers was much cooler, actually. but, you know, I was watching her work on it, and it's such carrot-on-stick knitting. Where, you know, there's just always this thing luring you to, like, just keep going, one more row.
Exactly.
And like, I'd watch her, like, one more row herself into, you know, like, staying up 2 hours past her bedtime.
Yeah.
So it's very fun.
And mittens are like socks. They're small and they're portable and they're super gratifying.
Yep.
So, and I have lots of fingering weight yarn in my stash, so I'm just going to, like, knit a crap load of mittens. And, you know, maybe donate them or something.
Oh, cool. So, that's fun.
And then I'm knitting the Fireside Stocking by Kate Gilbert. Also color work. It's turning out really freaking huge.
It's huge!
So I'm going to felt it down. It's for the baby. I mean, she's not going to care about
you
getting...
You can put the baby in this.
Yeah, carry her around. She would probably fit right now.
You'd get people in that holiday mood.
Oh, so cute.
Baby in a stocking.
Baby in a stocking.
Merry Christmas.
but I'm going to felt it down a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide whether or not to do the last repeat, because I don't know if it's going to shrink lengthwise or widthwise or both.
Well, if my experience of felting tells me anything, it'll shrink a lot more lengthwise than widthwise.
Okay, so I might do the last repeat on the color chart.
Yeah. And the yarns you're using for that are...
Noro. It calls for Kleck Heaton, I think 8-ply. But I didn't want to deal with the like all the color changes, so I decided to opt for a self-striping yarn.
Oh, so it's crayon.
Yes, Noro crayon. And Lanaloft, which is the new, that's a brand cheaper Lamb's Pride.
Yeah.
Without the mohair in it. So those will felt really nicely.
That's cool.
And they're kind of the same texture. Like, they're not plied or anything.
Yeah, they're just the same weight. They're both a single, and they're both really similar grist. So.
Yeah, so the texture is all nice. And then... oh, yeah, my backyard leaf scarf. I said that on the last one.
Yeah, maybe... I can't remember.
But my friend Amanda, who's now copycat knitting me.
Yeah.
Knit
stalker.
Yeah. She's going to knit that, too. So, in Classy, which I really think... I'm so happy with that project. I think it's just, like, the perfect marriage of project and yarn. The Classy with the backyard leaves. Just turned out so well.
I come up with a Classy project for myself. We got a new shipment of it in the shop, and it's, like, so pretty. And I really want to knit something with it. But this... Well, my stash has gotten out of control, so... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I picked up a skein of the Chinatown apple... You didn't even see it.
I didn't even get to see it. I was away for a week, and we got the shipment in, and we got all this smushy and classy in, and we got 3 skeins of Chinatown apple, and it must have been a really beautiful batch of Chinatown apple because it was all sold already by the time I got back from my retreat. I didn't even get to see it.
I have it here. I'll show it to you.
Okay, maybe we'll take a look at yours. Admire it.
So what are you knitting?
I can't remember the last time we recorded if I was already doing the Supernatural Stripes baby sweater. I think I might have. And then I did a couple of baby hats. Just sort of trying to use up, suddenly I'm all about stash. So it was trying to use up some old Mission Falls cotton that I had. And then I'm taking a weaving class right now. And my goal for the weaving class was to use up a lot of yarn or to learn how to weave so I could use up all these weird little odds and ends that I have of yarn. So I started to use some hand spun too. So for some reason, every time I spin, no matter what quantity of fiber I start with, I end up with 300 yards, and which is a really bad amount to have because it's too much for a scarf, it's not enough for a shawl, and so I was digging around in my stash to bring things into my weaving class to go over them with my instructor to find out what would be good for a class project, and I kept finding all these little bundles in it, and I found this one yarn that was that I spun a while ago that's just an anonymous wool mohair blend that from these bats that I get from a place called Dawn's Custom Carding. And she's usually a vendor at Oregon Flock and Fiber and a Black Sheep Gathering. And she does carding. And so she cards these bats, and they're just really easy, fun spinning, total brain dead spinning that I love to do. So anyway, so I had this yarn, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll make the February baby sweater out of this. Because we've been talking about that the last time. And so I knit up the February baby sweater.
It's super cute.
Thank you.
I like the color.
I like the color, too. That's why I picked the bat in the first place. But
it's kind of like that popular peacock green color. Kind of.
Yeah. It's a little dustier. It's sort of a sagey, like a deep sagey green. Yeah. Anyway, but I really enjoyed knitting the February baby sweater. I'd never done that before. And I'd been thinking, maybe this was sort of my practice one, and then I'd do a February lady sweater. But I'm generally not a person who knits patterns multiple times, and so by the time I finished the baby sweater, I kind of thought, I'm done with that. Even though the one exception to that is the baby surprise jacket, which I feel like I can knit an unlimited number of baby surprise jackets.
Those are so interesting, though.
They're just fun to knit. They're just... Well, anyway, but the February baby sweater is also a very entertaining little knit, and so fast. I mean, I think it took me just a couple days to knit it up, and and then after that, I did, I had this other hand spun that was something I had spun from a painted roving I got from the Artful You, and I had Navajo plied it, so it's now a self-striping yarn, and so I'm knitting the Little Sister's Dress, which is a freebie on Ravelry, and I took that to my retreat with me and made the mistake of doing the centimeters to inches conversion in my head at 2 o'clock in the morning and finished the thing off and went, oh, it looks kind of short because, yeah. Anyway, I won't even tell you what I did with my math, but let's just say it's 2.5 centimeters to the inch, and that wasn't what I did when I calculated it. So I kind of need to rip, and I have a lot of the yarn left, so I need to rip out the last 15 rounds, including the cast off, which took me forever. And keep knitting it, because now it's just a little tunic, which I guess someone already said, it's not, it's cute as a little top, but I have all the yarn, so I might as well just put it all into that project, but it's going to take a while before I feel motivated to do that. And then the other thing I brought with me to my retreat, I was trying to think about really simple knitting, because last year, or the last two times I've been to this retreat, I've brought charted knitting, and it was lace, or it was cables, and it's just really hard to, the joy of the retreat is getting a chance to catch up with all these people, or meet new people, and talk, and if you're watching your chart and trying to, for me, it just doesn't work out very well, and last year I started a sweater 3 times and abandoned it, so I brought my hexagon blanket with me.
Oh, cool.
Because it's this total easy, don't have to think about it knitting. And if you do a round and you realize I only did half the number of decreases I was supposed to, I'll throw them in the next round and it doesn't matter. You can't see it. You can totally screw that pattern up and it looks just fine. So it's getting a little bigger. I suddenly had a moment, I've got to decide what the final size of it's going to be. So I thought it would be good to square up one side and knit the half hexagons to go along one side of it. and then I can decide if I want to, you know, and that'll also give me sort of a roadmap, because I kept holding it up and going, oh, okay, I want to work on this side, and then I'd put it down and I'd pick it up again, and I couldn't remember where it was to go. So I thought, you know, if I can just square it up a little bit, that'll give me, make it a little easier for that. So I've been doing that, and I was hoping to finish my evening stockings in time for show and tell for the retreat, because the yarn was a gift, or a door right. prize from the previous year, and that didn't happen.
The wasanga.
But I finished the first sock yesterday, so got one down, I cast on for the other one yesterday, I've started the ribbing, so yeah, I'm getting a lot done.
Yeah,
and I
did
some spinning, it was very fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm getting a lot of stuff done.
Well, it's good, because you won't get a lot of stuff done, like, for a long time
for, like,
after this, yeah.
18 years.
Yeah.
20
pretty
years,
much,
maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good luck to you.
Last night Amanda was saying that Noah has band practice on Fridays, so we kind of decided that he'd take the baby on Monday, so mm-hmm. I could still come to knitting, you know, mm-hmm. after a break or so, just to adjust.
Recover.
Yeah. All that good stuff. And then, you know, I'll have the baby to myself Friday night, so he can go to band practice, and Amanda's going to bring over romantic comedies and take out,
Aww.
And we can hang out and watch movies.
Oh, I want to come too.
You can come too.
Okay.
It's not like I'm going to be living a crazy Friday night life anymore.
No.
Not like I really did that much before.
You know, the beauty of it is, though, when you have a really little baby, is they're really portable and it's easy to take them around.
Like socks.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, because they're just, they sleep a lot. I mean, my best friend and I always talk about this, like, magical day we went out to lunch. We were down at Pike Place Market, which is a terrible place to go with a baby if you have a stroller, by the way. But we decided, like, I don't know why we thought, we're like, let's go have lunch at Etta's, which is this Tom Douglas restaurant.
It's really good.
Very good, but a little upscale.
Yeah.
And we go in there with our teeny tiny babies, and they just slept. And they slept through the whole meal.
Wow.
And we kind of always talk about it like it was this magical meal where the children, the babies just slept. And they were still pretty little. They were probably like 3 months old or so at the time. But it was just this magical, like, da-da-da. But, you know, it's easy to, you know, get through a meal with a really tiny baby because, you know, they basically only need one, you know, one thing from you.
Right.
And it's easy to do that while you're eating, so.
Yeah. So, thanks, Amanda. Yay. It'll be awesome. So, you went to your retreat.
Yes.
And that's on the Olympic Peninsula. It's in Fort Warden.
Yes, in
right
Port
outside
Townsend.
Of Port Townsend.
Yeah.
So, do you want to talk a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Well, the thing with this retreat,
it's hard to get into, first of all.
It's not an open to everybody. I mean, it sounds bad to say. It's not open to everybody, but it's a group of women who put this together decades ago. I mean, I can't remember now how many years it's been going on for, but it's well over 20 years. I think it sort of grew somewhat out of the... It's the same people who started it who started the Seattle Knitters Guild.
Oh.
So I got into it. I don't know how I lucked out, and I got into it because I knew a lot of people who were involved in it. And actually, I think part of the reason I got in was at the time I asked if I could be invited. I was the president of the Seattle Knitters Guild. So I think I had a little cachet there. But you know, that I knew a lot of the people involved in it. And actually, one of the people who attends it regularly is Noah's aunt, who I met at the baby shower, the weekend before the retreat. But it is a completely unstructured retreat. It's 5 days, and next year it's going to be a full week. We're going to start.
God.
Well, we might. We might start on Monday through Sunday. And we go, and we hang out, and we knit, and there's a little area. Well, it's kind of funny. Since it's been going on so long, I'd heard from someone else, it's really clicky. It's like high school.
I heard that too.
There are like, there's like certain groups that, like, we set up our spinning wheels over here. You set up your spinning wheels over there. This is our corner. We always put our chairs here. And like, if you sit in the wrong place, people will look at you like, mm-mm-mm-mm. And you go into, and I always think about high school because we eat in the commons there.
It's like going in with your lunch tray.
You do.
You
walk in with your lunch tray. You have to scan the room and people are like, oh, I saved a spot for you over here. And it's like totally high school again. And you have like your, it's funny, but I try to mix, you know, I try to get around, and there's a group of, there's three women.
Get around.
Well, you know what I mean? It's like you can, it is kind of easy to fall into like you know, sitting with the same people all the time. And so I try, you know, for me, it's a chance for some of the people who are there. They, you know, people have moved away. There are people who've moved away as far as Florida who continue coming to the retreat. So they're, you know, they're people that I really only get a chance to hang out with like that one time a year. And there's other people that I get to see more often. I go up with, I've gone with three women. All 3 years I've gone to the retreat, we've traveled up together, and we stopped at like a quilting store. We stopped at four yarn shops on the way there. And it's not that far away. It's only like, you know, an hour's worth of driving. But we stopped, we had lunch, and we did this whole thing. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, we have a great time, and we just hang out and knit. There's no classes. There's no structure.
Yeah, but just the thing is that people bring stash to sell.
Yes, I scored at the stash sale.
I know, it's kind of disgusting.
Okay, so this is the thing that I know. So you've got a group of women who are, you know, they're on average a bit older than I am, and they have primo stash. So this, their like cast off is like, just amazing.
Yeah, and it's like stuff you can't get anymore. It's true. As well.
I bought a bag. My big score, my two really big scores this year were, I got a bag of 10 skeins of Rowan Yorkshire Tweed Aran, which used to retail for $16 a skein. I got that for $50. That was a big score. And then I got 3 skeins of Koigu in the most gorgeous brown, black, gray combination. Mm-hmm. Mostly brown, though. 3 skeins for $12. So, awesome stash. I bought a bunch of, and I always end up buying, I bought some old book on traditional knitting that I'm not familiar with and thought was cool, and all these old magazines, because most of the people there have been knitting so long that they have, like, every issue of Vogue Knitting since it began publication, every issue of Interweave Knits, and for me, you know, I only started knitting about 5 years ago, so there's a lot of these older ones that I didn't have, so I picked up a bunch of old Vogue Knittings that had, you know, articles by Elizabeth Zimmerman or Meg Swanson. Or some cool old stuff. Oh, really, it seemed like all the old patterns that I saw and was really drawn to were old patterns by Nora Gaughan.
Oh, which is
before
interesting.
Before she got into her whole, like, everything's a pentagon phase.
Yeah.
Because she used to do a lot of more traditional, well, I mean, spins on traditional, so a lot of cool cabled stuff and, anyway, but I found a bunch of those that I really liked. But,
cool.
Yes, it was wonderful. I had a great time.
Yeah. I want to go to that, but I'm guessing that probably this next year is not going to be the time to go. Maybe in a few years.
Yeah.
So that Rowan yarn you bought, I PM'd you on Ravelry.
Yes.
And I found the sweater you're talking about, but I didn't know it was that exact sweater.
Yeah, we had our little, like, twin mind meld moment there. I had been tossing around some ideas in one of the... Well, one of my ideas I had for it was to do the Susie hooded sweater from More Big Girl Knits, which I'm still thinking could be kind of cool to do. It's like I have just barely, like within 50 yards of the recommended yardage of it, but I think I could make that work as long as my gauge wasn't terrible. Because I thought that would be cool, because it'd be nice to use, you know, to try to use the whole quantity of yarn, because I've got 1,750 yards of it.
Yeah.
But one of the other things I've been looking at, Erin said, oh, what about this? And she sent me a sweater that was from a wool gathering.
Yeah.
Meg's Swans, or is it Meg's Design
Meg's
or Elizabeth's?
Swanson. I don't know.
I think it's Meg's Design.
I think it's in my queue.
But it's a saddle shoulder Erin cardigan from an old wool gathering. And she said, what about this? And I had literally the night before that been lying in bed with that pattern, sort of reading it and studying it, and I had joked about it even at knitting, that it has a chart, but the chart doesn't have a legend.
Right.
But it's a pretty intuitive chart, you know, if there's two stitches and two cross in front of the other two, you know, it's pretty intuitive, even though it doesn't spell it out, but it's it has a really vague name, like it's just
it's like a
saddle shoulder Erin cardigan wool gathering number or something.
To find
something.
It in my queue, because I have it queued up too.
But anyway, so I was thinking about that, and I've just been having, but I have a lot of other yarn for other cabled sweaters that I've been dreaming up that I, you know, that I've been talking about already that I've been really having cables on the brain lately. But I've also been really distracted and not wanting to. You know, think hard while I'm knitting, so...
I don't know, your socks are kind of complicated.
Yeah, well, that's really a simple pattern. It's only a two-row lace.
Here it is. Saddle Shoulder, Aaron Cardigan, WG63.
Yes, yeah, so it's Wool Gathering number 63, or spinoff 49, and it's by Meg.
Yeah.
And it has the Elizabeth sheepfold cable that I love.
Yeah, it's really some pretty.
Some horseshoes and...
And it's based on the percentage system, so you can get it out of like all kinds of weight you want.
And it's steeped and...
Yeah, super
all
cute.
All those good things. So, yeah, I think that's a definite possibility for this yarn. This yarn really screams. Like, it must be done as cables. It's a pale oatmeal color, so it's, like, born to be an Aaron sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, so my mitten thing is, like, kind of out of control.
Are you just filling your Ravelry queue with thousands
there,
of mittens?
Yeah, there are a bunch, but the ones I want to knit next are a pattern... from George's Knit Pattern Shop.
Show me.
These kitty cat ones.
Oh.
Cool. The pattern.
Fishbone on the.
Yeah. You have to pay for the
so
pattern.
Cute.
It's $6.50.
Cute.
It's got two little kitty cats on the back of the hand.
Well, okay. They're not like little kitty cats. They're like arched back.
Yeah.
Like, kind of spooky cats.
Yeah. And then on the palm side, there's like a little cat paw at the top of the fingers. And then on the thumb, there's like little fish bones. They're super cute. Isn't that cute?
Very cute.
And it comes, there's a hat too. That,
oh, look at the frogs too, the dancing frogs.
She has all kinds of cute ones. There's frogs and then kind of guyish ones called Nut. And it's got a scorpion,
a
scorpion on the palm and a Celtic knot on the...
I like the Celtic knot.
Yeah.
I think I'd like that on the top.
Yeah, and Tallulah's heart, which is like a swirly... Cool. They kind of remind me of the Anamoy. Mittens by Uni Jane.
Sort of Turkish-ish
and then
design.
There's a free pattern called A Bird in the Hand, which is not to be
not
confused
to
with...
Kate Gilbert,
yeah. That's got... says Fly Fly on the back side of the hand, and it's got a few birds. So...
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah. So she's got, and I think all the patterns are $6 or $6.50.
That's really cool.
And some traditional wedding mittens as well.
Neat.
So, yeah, they're super cute.
Yeah, I've been favoriting a lot of really cute mittens on Ravelry, too. There's the children's mittens that have the snowmen on them that are really sweet.
Yeah.
I bought Bird in Hand by Kate Gilbert last year when it came out, and then I never made it, so.
Yeah, those are at the top of my queue, because I'm basically done with all the Christmas knitting stuff that I... was planning on. I have one small project left in a new color we have at the shop, which is gorgeous. It's a Malabrigo. My cat is meowing at the squirrel or other cat in the yard. Called Azul Profundo.
Oh, it's so pretty.
It's pretty.
Really deep peacock. Beautiful, beautiful. We got another really pretty new color in, too, called Verdes, which we hadn't had, which is a
bright
green. Variegated, bright greens. Really cute. So exciting.
Yeah.
All sorts
of
things.
But I love the Azul Profundo.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
That is going to be my next
my
project.
Shirt today.
Yeah, it matches, like, my purse and, like,
yeah,
it matches everything I've been buying lately.
Yeah, that peacock
color.
Blue is everywhere this season, so.
So I think, I think that's it for the knitting. Like, the mittens are, like, but I want to finish... my pomatomus.
Oh, right.
Which
have
I
you knit on those at all?
No. Because I have to knit on them when there's really good light because the color is so dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be able to see what I'm knitting. My cat's
hey,
cute.
Hey, kitty.
That's the God. I want to eat you.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Our cat used to do that. So, have you been reading anything lately?
Yeah, I finished... what did I finish? I finished Anna Karenina.
Oh,
Tolstoy.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I liked it pretty well. The thing, my issue was there's a lot of, not with Anna's story. Anna's story is really straightforward to me, but Levin, like the kind of the sub story, and it ends on a happy note. So if you think she just like jumps in from the train and that's it, it's not it. There's like a whole another part and it ends out on a good note. But Levin, his, all his philosophical, like...
musings.
Yeah. They kind of got on my nerves.
Yeah. I've mentioned before, I haven't read Anna Karenina, but I've read War and Peace, and Tolstoy definitely has a penchant for, like, kind of philosophical ramblings.
Yeah, and it didn't annoy me when it was Anna. I knew when it was Levin. And there's a lot of political stuff going on in it that I was like, I don't see how this really, I don't see where this fits into the story really that well. But, you know, it was good. And then I started The House of Mirth by Edith Wharton, and I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's another one to
Yeah, I need to read something a little happier, I think.
Yeah.
So,
that's just reminding me, House of Mirth, that Simpsons episode where the kids get to do whatever they want and they go to the movies, and then you see them walking out of the theater that was showing Naked Lunch, and Nelson says, I can think of two things that were wrong with that title. House of Mirth, kind of the same thing.
Yeah. But it's really well written, and I'm enjoying it a lot more than I did Ethan Frome. Even though Ethan Frome was, like, you know, really well written.
Yeah.
Just, like, I find The House of Mirth isn't so depressing through the whole thing as Ethan Frome is. So.
Yeah.
Well, what are you reading?
Well, I'm such a loser. I've read, like, the first five pages of the Yiddish Policeman's Union by Michael, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Shaban, let's say, I don't know. And I really liked it, but I haven't been doing any reading. It was so bad. Like, normally I take a book to the retreat and, like, read before I go to sleep, and this year I brought my DVD player and watched Dexter before going to bed every night. So, yeah, I really slacked off on the whole book thing. I'll pass.
Okay.
Next.
Movies?
Well,
you're watching Dexter.
Watching Dexter, season two of Dexter.
Not really all that great for watching before you go to bed.
In a creaky old building.
Yeah. Where,
like, the wind's howling, and I just... Yeah, good way to freak yourself out before going to sleep. I've been watching season two of Dexter. I watched season six of The Shield, which is one of those seasons... It must have been, like, a writer's strike season or something, where it just sort of... ends, and I was like, that cannot have been the last disc. And I like
to
go online and double check, and I was like, what the, So, yeah, I don't know, but that show's kind of losing me, but I sort of feel like I've made it through six seasons, I gotta follow it through to the end. And they'd announced the end, and I thought season seven was the end, but now it turns out, no, season eight is the end of The Shield. I'm like, people, just end it. You're killing me here. And I can't remember what, I think that's all I've watched. I mean, it was a lot of TV, so...
Yeah.
Did that. What have you been watching?
I watched There Will Be Blood, which we talked about on Monday, which was good. I don't feel like I was as ecstatic about it as
you
were.
No, you weren't.
I was annoyed by some of the music choices. That seems to be happening a lot. I don't know if I'm just becoming more of a, like, audiophile snob or something, or...
It's been a while since I watched it, but I remember liking the music to it.
Yeah.
Because it's such a quiet film, and...
Yeah. I just felt... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I just didn't dig some of the music. Mm-hmm. I really liked Daniel Day-Lewis. But I felt the story was a little bit scattered in parts. Like, we could have woven it together a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it was over a long period of time, but... And I liked the silence. I liked that.
Yes.
But... And I thought it was really well shot.
It's beautifully shot.
Yeah.
A gorgeous looking film.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else I've watched lately. I watched a bunch of, like, horror movies last weekend over, like,
Halloween.
I watched Sweeney Todd, which I saw in the theater on Christmas Day with my sister and sister-in-law. But I fell asleep during part of it, so... Because I woke up early and couldn't get back to sleep, so I put it on and fell asleep. But... And I was
not
have okay.
good dreams if I fell asleep. Well, I never saw it because I just heard it was really well done, but so bloody. And then I was like, nope, I'm out. I don't need to see any throat slitting. Thank you.
Yeah, really bloody.
Yeah.
And I watched, which one is it? Dawn of the Dead. Watched the remake version. I actually like the George Romero version better. This is the one where they're stuck in the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a zombie baby in it, in the remake. Pregnant lady gets bit. Yeah. That's disgusting.
That's gross, yeah.
Zombie
well,
baby.
It's all gross to me, but yeah. But that's particularly gross.
Yeah. But I went to the library yesterday and I got, like, three... I've seen The Aristocrats, but I got three documentaries because all their movies were like sucky that they had in. So, yeah, that's about it for movies. Nothing super exciting.
Cool.
But I'm still on the mitten train. I'm excited about it.
That's cool.
Yeah. I thought I would get all into super into socks again, but
mittens are the new socks.
Maybe they are.
Maybe they are.
You know, there's no turning a heel. Like, all you have to do is, like, a thumb. Mm-hmm. It's not very difficult. So,
yeah.
And I have lots of stash for that, so I'm excited about using it.
Oh, I forgot. One of the other things I've knit was the week before, we sell Cascade Magnum, which is this super bulky yarn.
Yeah, it's two stitches to an inch.
And during the holidays, it's really popular for people who come in at the very last minute and they're like, I need to make a scarf for someone. And in the book Weekend Knitting, there's a scarf that it looks very cool on the book that's made. Actually, it's knit in Blue Sky Alpaca bulky, but that's not something that we carry. And it looks like this very cool lacy scarf, but it's actually just a super bulky yarn knit on size 35 needles. It's 5 stitches knit in garter stitch, but it's so loose. It looks this very cool, long, skinny, lacy kind of scarf. So I thought, I'm going to knit one of these for the shop just so people can see what it looks like. And all day on Thursday, people would walk in the shop and go, What are you doing? They were like, what? Those look like broom handles. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And, but it was fun to do, and I cast on around 1 o'clock on Thursday. I finished it by about 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I put fringe on it. One of the cool things with Cascade Magnum and Cascade 220 is
the colors match.
The colors all match up. So I was able to fringe it with some Cascade 220, and I also started a sample of the, Vibratrend Felted Clogs, which you had made.
Yeah.
Just a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I've never made them, so I was making one for a shop sample.
It's cool.
A really fun pattern.
Yeah, it is.
It's like genius. You're knitting along, and it's just
this You're clog. Like, whoa, that's how it works.
Yeah, this clog forms. You just have to trust it and go. And
yeah.
Clog forms as you knit it, and you're like, that is genius.
Yeah,
genius.
It reminds me of the first time you turn a heel on a sock. You're like, don't know how it works logistically, and then you do it, and you're like, oh, that's how it's done.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited about lots of mittens.
Yes, I'm fine.
And I was actually thinking about oblique that I started. I think I'm going to frog it and do something else.
I have to say, when I look at pictures of it on Ravelry, it just doesn't quite inspire me. It always looks really schlumpy.
Yeah, when I cast on, I was thinking, something like kind of, big and like loungy, but now I'm thinking about it. I'm going, I don't think that's for me. So, I'll find something else for the yarn, I'm sure.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah. So, and then I think I'll be caught up with all my hibernating, projects.
Oh, that's good. So. Well, what I keep telling myself every time I see another like stranded knit project that I'm like, that looks cute, I'd like to do that. I'm like, giant Latvian mitten cardigan's been sitting in a bag since I got home from camp. So, I'm not making any promises, but I'm hoping that when I clear the decks a little bit right now, that maybe I will return to that soon and get something done.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, because...
I would like to see that, too. Well, the other thing I keep thinking is, well, I gotta finish my Auburn camp shirt, and then every time I think of that, I just go, oh, God.
You have a bunch of it done, though.
I do. I have the back and one front and the beginning of the other front, but it's not pleasurable knitting.
Yeah. You're more than halfway there, though.
I know. I'm way more. I know. I just can't quite get myself feeling it right now. Maybe, it's blue and maybe I'm out of my blue phase.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be my excuse, because my giant Latvian mitten cardigan's green. Maybe I'm shifting back to green.
Yeah. So, as I can see by your outfit
today. By my outfit. I'm wearing my green sweater with my matching green bison mitts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe that's just the problem. And everything, and I bought green spinning fiber on the way to the retreat, and I spun the green yarn while I was there, and I found some Lisa, that was my other big score, Lisa Souza 1,000 yards of lace weight and the colorway artichoke for $10.
Wow.
Yoink.
I've never knit with Lisa Souza.
I haven't either. Well, that was the joke. When I went to Oregon Flock and Fiber, I went to her booth. I was all excited. And I looked around and I just didn't see any colors that grabbed me at all. It seemed like it was a lot of autumnal colors, like a lot of oranges and just colors that don't really do it for me. And I looked around and I was like, no, just not seeing anything I like. And then I'd bump into someone and what'd you get? What'd you get? Uh-huh. Showing off. And they'd pull something out of their bag and I'd say, oh, what's that? And she's like, oh, it's Lisa Souza. And I was like, what? And so I ended up like going back to her booth and looking again and again, not seeing anything I liked. And then I kept bumping into more people and they'd pull stuff out of their bags. Maybe it was just that everybody I knew had already been to her booth and bought everything that I liked. Mm. I just didn't see things that grabbed me when I was there, but everything that everyone else had bought from her, I loved. So, anyway. Mm. Oh, well.
Yeah, I like to try some Lisa Souza.
Yeah. Now I've got to come up with a project for that. I've been... Angora that I spun, I was thinking I might do a little Siemens scarf from Myrna Stahman's book.
Oh.
But then that got me kind of mooning over the shawls in that book. And yeah. We'll see. Check back with me in a week and we'll see what I'm working on. So.
It's an exciting time for knitting.
Yeah.
The weather's been kind of off and on crappy. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's dark at like.
I know. Super dark at 5 o'clock at night. Very disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay. I think that's it.
Yes.
We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.